This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639.
Vitamin Shop. What matters? Everybody matters. Get 10% off with code MMA10OFF.
Bed in a box. Get 5% off any mattress purchase. Free shipping. 120-day risk-free guarantee and 20-year warranty with free throw. Excludes Pack Bed Original and Light using code MMA5 for 5% off.
Geared Hardware. Watches that can handle water, weather, gunpowder, and grit. Get 10% off with code MMA10. Dentalplans.com. Save 10% off plus 3 free months with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 370.
370!
My name is Dinko Michaels.
Back around with MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking live between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? The master of disaster.
Not the man. I just thought I'd screw with you for a minute and take an extra long pause.
Yeah, whatever.
Did it work? Did it That's get you fine. Going? Did it amp you up for a little bit?
Sure. That smelling salt.
Put you on edge?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm edgy.
In the MMA Nuts studio, we like to drink beer and do smelling salts. And then we do a show.
Right.
See what happens.
Totally safe.
Completely.
My hockey players are doing it. Joe Rogan was just talking about it on his podcast. Apparently, there's a thing that the power lifters do is upgraded version of the smelly sauce. They get all gacked up. You just tested it out. Your heart rate jumped, what?
25, 20 points, something like that.
And you didn't
that.
Even take a full inhale.
I just sat here and took a little whiff of it, and boom, heart rate goes way up.
It all works out, kids.
It's all good.
Smelly salts.
Yes.
That's what champions do.
Speaking of champions.
Hey!
Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions, woot woot.
Did not That's right. Congratulations. That.
Congratulations.
Fucking Eagle fans.
It came down to the wire, though. I talk about crazy New England. Like, I mean, what a game. I was wondering if you noticed any defense happening in this game.
Overrated, Ingo. I want 1,100 yards of offense. Crazy, I want to set Super Bowl records. I want to watch Tom Brady jog for a pass.
He's not fast. I'm telling you.
I'm telling jogging. You. We had another gear. You're telling me that's the best he fucking has?
He's not fast.
Bullshit.
He's slow.
It hit him in the fingertips. He couldn't even come up with the grab.
Slow as
he doesn't want it. He's not hungry. He's had too many.
Too many. Well, if you're married to some supermodel and then some, you'd probably not be hungry either.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. You're always hungry.
So how it works?
He's probably vegan, too.
He might be. Was that saying that goes? Show me a man with a beautiful girlfriend, and I'll show you a man who's tired of fucking her or something. There's some saying.
Yeah, you know something like that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you screaming.
Some kind of weird thing. But let's talk about this game, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I remembered why I don't watch football anymore.
Why?
Holy fuck, there's a lot of commercials. And sometimes.
But this is the point of the Super Bowl.
They're going to punt it. They come back from commercial break. There's a punt. It's 12 seconds, and then they go back to commercial. And I'm like, dude, it's not just the Super Bowl. No. They do this during the regular season, too. It's so many commercials. I don't even know. It's like it stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. I mean, it's a, what, 40 minutes, 45-minute game, whatever it is, 60-minute? I forgot. No, 60
minutes. It's usually
game.
3 hours to get through it.
And it takes forever. And then the players do like 8 to 10 seconds of a play, and then they rest for a minute. So it's there's not much action happening. It's very spurty something. This is why I like soccer better.
Well, I like to watch everything on tape delay so I could skip through.
That's the trick.
So if there's hockey, there's icing? No, there isn't. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
The same thing with football. You can go play to play with the TiVo skip function.
Very nice.
But back to the football game, some of the cool things I liked. During halftime, when they're doing that tribute to Prince, and they made the entire city look like it was all lit up in purple.
That was super cool,
CGI,
yeah.
But it looked fucking badass. And they did the little Prince sign.
Oh, it didn't actually happen?
No, people were saying it wasn't real. It was just CGI'd. Looked real as fuck, though.
It did, yeah.
However, they did that.
I was impressed. I thought the whole city got down.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake was amazing.
I thought you sucked balls, but
really?
I'm not a Justin Timberlake fan. I thought the problem is Lady Gaga set the bar so far up.
Because she jumped down?
Yeah, and then she caught a ball at the end and dove into the crowd or something.
That was pretty cool.
But then there's this point where Justin Timberlake's performing and he runs up into the crowd, and then there's this boy who doesn't know quite how to interact with Timberlake, and he reminded me of Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights when they're interviewing him. He's like, I don't know what I should be doing with my hands, and he's being all weird. And then he finally decides to take a selfie, so he takes the selfie and he posts it, and I think someone edited that and said, just met Conor McGregor.
That is a pretty cool ass photo. But yes, that is funny. He does look like Conor McGregor.
And then I guess McGregor just posted, my daughter was saying, McGregor just posted a picture of him and Justin Timberlake sitting together. So that
they look alike, don't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Could be a little bit.
Yeah.
That was funny. But
that is very talented. He's dancing around, running all over the damn field in different settings and singing the whole time.
Well, I know, and here's the weird thing. Jimmy Fallon was also in Minneapolis because he was doing his Tonight Show or whatever the fuck it is after this. Why didn't he come out and the two of them do like some Bee Gees shit like they did on Saturday Night Live and have fun?
Because it's Justin Timberlake.
Well, he likes to have fun, but I think it's the NFL.
Yeah, the
right?
NFL is like, you guys can't
be. We just let celebrations come back. We're not going to let the fucking Bee Gees shit go down.
Let me remind you that the last time he did one of these, there was a nipple involved. Remember Janet Jackson? Yeah. So I think he's got to be on his best behavior right now.
Then there was the other thing. I guess he was the part of the group that did the dick in a box.
He was.
They could have done that, too.
Joe, Justin Timberlake was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that part. I know Will Ferrell was in there.
No, it was
Will Ferrell?
Andy Sandberg.
Oh. Wait, did they redo the dick in the box?
I don't know.
That's an old one. Will Ferrell was the original dick in the box, wasn't
it?
No.
No? It was a newer group.
Uh-huh. That's cool. They could have done dick in the box.
Yes.
That was a cool picture, though. Shit.
Yeah, that's the one good thing that little boy did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for him.
Selfie.
Like, what is he doing? What is he doing? He doesn't know what he's going on. But otherwise, a good game.
Very exciting. Lots
finally, the right outcome, right?
I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I didn't care who won, but it seemed like the Eagles
not the Patriots
wanted it more or something.
Okay. I'll buy that for $1.
That's right.
Like cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh. Let's not discuss cryptocurrency. Let's take in the nosedive, Matt.
It doesn't matter. We're in for the long game.
Are we?
Yep. So there was UFC this weekend. We had Lyoto Machida versus Anders. And let's just say Machida got the split decision win. And he looked super slow in the process. Mm-hmm. And it was weird. The elusiveness is gone from Machida, and I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time where he used to be the master of controlling that distance. He's in, he's out, he's gone. It's like the fucking Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And it would no one would be able to get him up against the cage. Because remember, he would just circle, and he's gone. Now he's reset, and he's fucking with you. But you could see the reflexes are just gone now, and you can't play. That's not an old man's game.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what he can do at this point in his career to change it. Is there anything?
I don't know. I mean, I know I watched him warm up, and I thought, man, this is like a huge difference from what I remember, like you were just saying. And I think the only way that it works is if he gets away from his original game, but he's so karate-based. It's like, how do you get away from that? I don't know. What could he do? Maybe adopt a wrestling style, but it's too late. Like,
he's 39.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not going to happen. So the only thing that makes sense is he's going to have to fight guys who are more of his caliber speed-wise. It's a little bit slower, maybe not as dangerous striking-wise or whatever, and he can kind of pick them apart a little bit. Bisping is a good choice, actually.
He had called out Michael Bisping after his fight because I think there was – I don't know if he said some shit about Brazil. He probably did, Michael Bisping. I know he said some shit about Cuba, so I know Yoel Romero wants a piece of that ass.
Okay.
Lyoto Machida was a piece of that ass. I'm okay, right? Mm-hmm. Machida. But I feel like if Bisping has one fight left on his contract, or wait, one fight left in his career, I'd rather see him fight Yoel Romero because Yoel wants that bad.
And you want to see him get murdered.
Well, if there's bad blood, right? You can't just rip up a man's flag, the country, Cuba.
You can.
Well, then there's some repercussions to that. They're very proud people. You go,
they are.
So I want to see that man exact some toll of revenge on him. Machida, I don't know how that fares for Machida. I don't feel he's going to be super successful in that fight. Yoel, on the other hand, has got that explosive flying knee shit and his takedowns. Come on, man.
He's superhuman.
That's right. For three rounds, I feel good with Romero. Five rounds, not so much.
Yeah, that'll be a... I don't know. I don't think this goes the distance, this fight. If they fight Yoel and Bisping, I don't see that. Machida and Bisping, I think, will go the distance if they do fight. But Yoel, Bisping, I don't see that happening.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. And then we rewatched the Shevchenko fight. So she moved down to 125. I don't know how to pronounce this other lady's last name. I'm going to call her Priscilla because I think that's her first name. But they said the strike total was 217-1, and her opponent blew out her ACL, I think, quickly in the first round. And I'll just have to say this. Mario Yamasaki is a man after my own heart because this guy thinks we're living in the goddamn Thunderdome. Yeah. Two men or women enter, and one man and or woman leaves. And I can appreciate this. You don't fucking stop the fight because there's a little blood. You don't stop the fight because you're up 100-1. 200-1.
You wanted to go.
Fuck that. Oh, you tapped? I didn't see it. I didn't fucking see it.
Yeah.
Oh, you tapped again? Ah, I guess I'll stop it. Guy's in perfect position. Uh-huh. Perfect position. Would you have stopped that fight at any point?
I would have stopped it in the first round, but he didn't even ask if anybody was okay. He was just standing
You're good.
There. It's like, all right.
You're good.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, even with the full crucifix in the second round twice, it was kind of the same.
And it's not like Shevchenko is just pitter-pattering her.
Oh, no.
She is throwing, Paul Felder's bombs. Even saying, she's throwing harder elbows than I throw. And here's a guy who throws elbows like a motherfucker and spinning back fists like they're going out of style. Man, brutal. Very. And you talk about a former or who's going to be the next champ at 125. You're looking at it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at it right there.
She can keep making that weight cut. She'll be good. Very strong, very fast.
And then Dana White put an Instagram post up and talk about Priscilla. I said, hey, you showed so much heart and toughness in that fight. I'm honored to have you fight in the UFC. Unfortunately, the ref is there to protect you, and Mario did not do that. This isn't his first disgusting performance in the octagon. Another unfortunate thing is that I can't do anything about it. Only a Brazilian commission can. And I am hoping after this scary and competent showing, he hopefully will never set foot in that octagon again. And then he says the strikes landed were 230-3. There's some debate on it. It was 200 to not so many.
One, two,
less
three,
than
what the
five.
Fuck is the difference?
But I don't know. A lot of people were saying it looked like a mismatch on paper anyway.
Yeah.
You know? It's just fucked up all the way around, but I can't fault the man.
It's a one-sided beating.
I can't fault the man. I think you fight until someone can't fight no more. You go back early UFCs. The only person that could stop it is death.
Mm-hmm.
Death itself, the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
I don't know. And then there was one other fight I wanted to mention because there was Desmond Green and Michael Prezeris.
Mm-hmm.
They fought on this card. Prezeris missed weight. He weighed in at 161. This is at 155 pounds.
Okay.
And this isn't the first time. I think this is like his sixth or seventh time missing weight or something. Something crazy.
Maybe you should fight at 170.
Maybe. And Green said he gave a stipulation that his opponent couldn't be over 173 pounds. And he said he found out he is 180 pounds. And he took the fight anyway.
Oh, my God.
So here's a guy that's – he looked like Gleason Tibau. You remember? Fighting at 55, and he might have been 200 pounds. That's what this motherfucker looked like. But here's another thing where you've seen a guy, man or woman, miss weight. And I want to say the percentage of the person that misses weight and goes ahead and has a fight anyway.
They win.
90% of the time, if not higher.
Yeah.
So you're better off just not taking that fight.
Yeah, you are.
As much as it sucks, but the problem is you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get your show money. You get nothing, unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
You got to work that into the contracts because I know who else. Someone else just lost out on a fight, and I forgot they were saying that he didn't get his show money. Maybe Dodson. I don't remember who it was.
Sounds right.
But
mm-hmm.
Everybody was complaining that, you know, he wasn't going to get his show money, and then is he going to get a portion? But again, if it's not in the contract, sorry, they don't have to pay you.
No.
So quit whining about it.
Yep.
I don't like to be on Big Brother's side, but if you guys aren't going to do something about it, you can't be after the fact going, I didn't get my show money. Well, if it's not in the contract, you don't get it.
That's right.
Well, we have contracts.
If
there's a problem, get your management on that shit. Moving right along as I go down the unpopular route.
Do I have more to be unpopular?
No, okay. I'll save that for later. That was it for the UFC, whatever, Machida. The Machida era is over, Ingo. I'm kind of sad and disgusted.
It's been over. Talking about this weight cutting situation, since you just mentioned missing weight.
Yep.
There's a guy, Alexandre Pereira da Silva, in critical condition. 21 years old, from cutting weight in Brazil.
Didn't he just fight? I thought he fought. Or is this a different, different de Silva? There's a lot of those.
There's a different guy. So, so he's basically in critical condition because he tried to make weight. Was convulsing and taken to the hospital. That's a lot of fucking head on that beer. Holy shit.
It all worked out.
So, I mean, this is becoming, I'm not getting old. I really feel like this is becoming more and more frequent. Like, we're starting to hear more and more stories of people having issues, seizures, health problems, kidney issues. He's all fucked up in the hospital. His body kind of shut down on him. He's 21 years old.
Yeah. Guess whose fault it is? The fighter's fault.
Yeah. You blame the fighter?
I'm Big Brother over here. I'm the man. It's all on them. I'm not telling them what weight class to fight in, although I could regulate it of what weight class you're going to fight in.
You could.
You could easily do that shit. They refuse to do it.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, you know, these guys, it's 152 pounds, 146. Yeah, so he's like 150-pounder. The problem is if you're fighting at 155, mm-hmm. you likely need to be like 180-ish.
You don't have to.
On fight day. Because your opponent is going to be in that ballpark. 170-something, 180.
Then just force everybody to move up. Everybody moves up a weight class.
Yeah, I know. But
except for Frankie Edgar.
Except for Frankie Edgar. Sure. But you, I feel like this is one. What? I don't know. There needs to be more. Are you sweating?
No, I got like a hair on my head.
Okay.
A long hair.
Because you give it a year or two, and we're going to be right back to the same thing. No matter what you make guys do, I think it has to, California is on the right track with the percentages and all that stuff. Because it has to be more than just move up in weight. Because you're just going to end up in the same place.
Well, you're going to have to, again, if you have USADA, we said this before, if they're doing all this random drug testing, they could do random weight testing while you're there. What do you weigh? Fight at your fucking actual weight.
Fighting at heavyweight.
Seriously, but who cares? Or let's just get rid of weight classes altogether. I know all these stupid commissions aren't going to allow that, but we never had weight classes in the past, the early UFCs, and everybody fought anyway. There could be a 100-pound discrepancy. Who cares?
Good point.
Let's just not cut weight.
We talked about this before, to cut it down the middle. So below, let's say, 180 and above.
Sure. Two weight classes.
Two. Make it simple.
You got to do something. Doing nothing is going to kill somebody. But again, I think that's what they want for some reason.
Want someone to, how they say this, they want people to die. Yeah. Death.
Oh, and then maybe let's put a death count out. I don't want to be gross, but how many deaths before the UFC actually does anything about weight cutting?
If it's not a major name, I think it doesn't matter. But if it's a major name, I wonder what level of caliber athlete it has to be.
Top 10?
I think if it's a top 10 guy.
Top 5 for sure.
Top 5 for sure. If it's a top 10 guy that dies, there's going to be some major changes. So.
They'll think about looking into it.
Yes. Maybe.
I don't think they're going to do anything, unfortunately. Bloody Elbow reported Anderson Silva tested positive for a synthetic testosterone.
Again.
And a diuretic in his recent USADA drug test failure. Uh-huh. And he thinks his old drug test failure is not going to count against him because it was the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They only gave him a 1 year. This was before USADA. So do you think he's going to... Oh, and he also said if he gets a 2 year or longer suspension, he's just going to retire.
Makes sense.
So he's just kind of threatening them, basically, to say, oh, if you do this, I'm fucking done fighting. Do you think he's going to get any type of... Well, I feel he's going to get suspension. But I guess, what's the time frame for him mm-hmm. as far as the length? And then, do you think he fights again in the UFC or outside of the UFC?
I don't think he fights in the UFC again. I think he fights elsewhere. I think he gets a year. Oof.
I'm going to say he's going to get the 2 year contract release. He fights in Ryzen.
There you go. Overseas? Japan?
Yep. What else you got?
Well, in other bad news, Holloway injured out of UFC 222 versus Frankie Edgar. This is like the second time that this has happened, unfortunately. these two are maybe not meant to fight or something.
No, he had a nice tweet. He said, I know it sucks, this is Max Holloway, but don't give up on the sport. Card changes have always been part of it. Changes are opportunities for other fighters to get their shot. Surprises are what make this sport unique. Hang on, and I'll find you at the next one.
Cool. I like that.
That's nice. And then Cody Garbrandt tweeted out saying he'd be interested in that fight with Frankie Edgar to save the UFC 222 card. I'm up for that. That's an interesting
two
fight.
Two very high, but it's a different styles, though. So it's two high-energy fighters, though.
Yeah, little Energizer Buddy Rabbits.
I wonder who's going to win
one
that.
With super knockout power.
And another one with super takedown power.
And but and can take a beating like you've never seen, Gray Maynard style.
I still remember we were at that real-time sports place, remember? With Gray Maynard, Frankie Edgar, we thought he died in the first round.
Three times.
And then he came back out, and he's like, oh, my God. And that was the craziest fight ever. Those two, and I think Gray Maynard was like, this is crazy. I don't understand how
they should have stopped that fight. They should have.
How's that guy still here? I don't get it.
100%.
It was the best. And I mean, that's that. I think that was the night I became a Frankie Edgar fan in a lot of ways. But I was not that hot on this fight anyway, so I'm fine with this. I'm happy. I like Cody Garbrandt, Frankie Edgar much better, as a matter of fact.
I'm with you on that.
I think this will be more exciting.
Unpopular opinion number two.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
I think most people like that fight.
I like it a lot. I don't know why.
I like this one better.
I think Cody's going to bring a level of, like, animosity that's not going to, you know.
Yeah, a level of anger. Oh, you know what was weird, too, when we're speaking of Cody Garbrandt? I saw some Sage Northcutt video that's been posted around.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, he's training at Team Alpha, man.
Okay.
And he keeps talking about Mr. Faber. Yeah, Mr. Faber has got me training. I love training with Mr. Faber and this and that. Yeah. And then he's sparring with Cody Garbrandt, okay. Which is cool. So they're fucking just going at it. So that guy.
Mr. Faber.
Yeah. He always calls everybody Mr. or somebody.
He's very respectful.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
He's a different bird. So Fox is agreeing to pay more than $3 billion for 5 years of rights to Thursday Night Football.
Whoa.
Yeah. How much money is there in football?
A lot.
And then is there going to be any money left for Fox to buy the UFC or to get the rights to the UFC now? If they're spending that much?
I think Fox has got a shit ton of money, but I don't know how much, but they got billions and billions. But football is that big.
Fuck
football
me.
Is huge. It keeps growing and growing. It's like it's the sport. And I don't know. I think it speaks a lot to our culture in the West because it kind of feeds into that, like short attention span, like give me a couple of things and then send me to somewhere else, like the commercial thing. Like this is football, like boom, boom. Like, action, stop. Action, stop. This is what people are into. If you look at the YouTube.
Who's into that? I can't stand that. I want constant
but we're old.
Action.
I'm talking about millennials and prior. So, like, you have this younger generation that it feeds into this whole, like, short attention thing. So, I think it's perfect for them. And now you got football Thursday. Well, Saturday is college football. Sunday you got football. Monday you got football.
Pretty much every day of the week, isn't there?
Only Tuesday and Wednesday there's no football. But I'm sure that's going to come. So, on Friday. But I think they'll have some Friday games eventually. It's going to be 7 days a week, football. I don't know.
It's like fighting every weekend.
Yes, exactly.
No off season.
No.
What else? MMA Fighting said, they were quoting Bob Bennett. He said, the Nevada Commission will move forward with Judge Adelaide Byrd. And Byrd is the one who scored that Golovkin versus Alvarez fight. 118-110 for Alvarez when it was clearly Golovkin that won the fight. Why are they doing the hands-off approach again?
That's what they're great at. That's what they always do. We support our shitty judge.
We just don't care. Fuck the sport, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all about betting odds.
Mm. Yeah, because you need somebody to fuck everything up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get that split draw.
That guy's making paper backdoor.
Or that lady. Mm-hmm. It's a lady.
What a name, too.
Do you have any other news?
I just have there's another study that tied concussions to dementia.
Was it the woodpecker study?
Are you being funny?
No, because I forgot to pull that up because let me go first real quick. There was a woodpecker study saying that they're actually, because think about all the impact that they're doing to their brains, whatever the protein is, that's in humans, they have it, but the protein in their brain is protecting their melon. So when they're slamming it in, that same protein that's in the humans protects the bird's brains but hurts humans. So they're trying to tie it together to figure out how do they make the human one do the same.
That's not this study, but that is really fucking interesting.
It is, and I forgot to read it more.
Woodpecker, I thought you were messing with me. No, they took like a couple hundred thousand people from, they studied from 1964 through 2012, and they were saying that there's a huge risk of dementia, about 4 to 6 times higher during the first year after a head injury. So like basically... if you have a head injury and then have more head injuries throughout that year, you have a gigantic risk for having dementia later in life. Because it's
they say at what age does that start? Or
no,
they're just saying
no.
In general, because it could probably turn on whenever then.
Yeah, right. It says even 30 years later after the initial brain injury, the odds of dementia were 25% higher than someone who has not experienced brain trauma. So... I mean, I know there's been a few of these, but it's interesting because I find that, you know, the one thing, it's like the ocean, like the brain has not been fully understood yet, and they're starting to come up with more and more studies, and this is really curious because a lot of these sports are high contact, and this is not just a one-time thing. They're having a lot of concussions. So, you know, you could be in a car accident tomorrow, and 20 years from now, your risk of dementia goes up like 40%.
What if I got hit in the head with like a lead pipe once? Am I going to be dementia'd?
Maybe.
If I'm not already.
You're offsetting it with like lots of other things. Your smelling salts are probably
converting
that around. You'd be all good.
It'll work out.
So I find it interesting that the brain is so fragile. So
and untapped. Why aren't they working on that more? I mean, they have been, but it's weird that that one is such a mystery when you think about all the other shit in the body. Pretty much can figure out everything else. It's organ-wise.
Yes.
Except for the brain. Smoke and mirrors.
It is. So that's all I got for news.
UFC 225 is coming to Chicago, and the UFC seems to think it's the first pay-per-view that's coming to Chicago. They tweeted this out. It says, Chi-Town, UFC arrives June 9th for our first pay-per-view in the Windy City. What happened with UFC 90 when we had Anderson Silva versus Patrick Cote? I know technically it wasn't in Chicago because it was in Rosemont, Illinois. But the UFC and everybody else in the fucking world sold that as Chicago. UFC Chicago, just like when Fedor fought Dan Henderson in Strikeforce. Mm-hmm. That was Strikeforce Chicago at the Sears Center.
Of course.
In what fucking city was that? Was that Hoffman Estates?
Hoffman Estates, yes.
Right. Everything, if you're in Illinois, you're in fucking Chicago.
That's right. Within 100 miles, it's all like, Chicago.
Are you shitting me? Like, fucking off in the States or wherever the fuck that is. It's a good
they all stayed
40
arena.
Minutes away from Chicago, for fuck's sake.
Allstate Arena is close, though. Or Rosemont? Where?
Yeah, that was closer because Rosemont, the other side of that is Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I could technically see that one. But don't sell us a false bill of goods because you've been here before. You're trying to act like this is fucking first pay-per-view out here. Can't do that shit. Oh, and then guess who's rumored to be on our card? It was a big shocker, because we always get the shit cards out here.
What's his face?
Yeah, CM Punk.
Yes, I knew it. CM Punk.
He's probably going to headline that fucker.
I would guess that would make sense from the Milwaukee Christ. Area. There's been a lot of rumors of him training well, so I'm sure.
Yeah, just kill me. Guy's not a fighter. He's still not a fighter, Ingo. I don't
never know.
Shit.
Watch, he'll surprise you.
No, never. Who is he going to fight? That wasn't even competitive. His fight, his last fight against Mickey Gall, this will be a good transition because I have a Mickey Gall thing, but it was just like watching that fucking Shevchenko fight. Same outcome, right?
One person ass beating?
Right. Didn't even look like the other person was a fighter.
No.
So we're talking about Mickey Gall as I'll transition.
What did you know?
Well, I'm just wondering how bad the sponsorship market is for UFC fighters. So I get all these fucking press people sending me shit like, hey, this is happening. Do you want to read this book and preview it or this movie? And like, what's this one? They send me this thing of fucking Mickey Gall. He's in a supersized bowl of salsa promoting some fucking product. Is this what we're coming to now? Like,
he's in the salsa
in this huge, big ass little kiddie pool filled with salsa promoting weird. Some product. You're telling me that's the best UFC fighters can come up with?
Apparently
now?
So. Is fucking... Would you sit in a bowl of salsa?
Yeah, I would. Yes. I'm not gonna lie.
I would too.
I'm not gonna totally. Lie.
What if that burned your balls? Is it hot salsa?
Oh, it's getting up your ass.
Can you imagine? Salsa.
I'm just saying. I just find that weird. Maybe you should get a better manager. Mm. Hey, have you seen what Rumble Johnson's looking like these days? Here we go.
Whoa.
He's weighing about a svelte 275 right now.
It's
looks
huge.
Like a goddamn ballpark Frank.
Who's this guy behind?
Ready to explode. That's drug-free.
Totally drug-free.
Oh, my God.
No drugs at all.
Oh, please come back to heavyweight. That's some exciting. Okay. Daniel Cormier versus Stipe Miocic. Daniel Cormier wins. Anthony Rumble Johnson wants to come back and fight a heavyweight against DC.
Mm-hmm.
Wins.
DC again.
Ooh, really?
What's going to be an ass kicking?
At heavyweight? Though?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I like DC.
I like
DC's power at heavyweight.
Yeah.
He didn't have to cut. He still
DC's
quit.
Power
He's
or
a quitter.
Rumble's power?
I'm sorry. Rumble's power.
Okay.
Rumble's a quitter, though.
He is a quitter. He's proven it a few times.
What about this picture? What do you make of this? Yeah, Floyd Mayweather posting this thing. It says, $1 billion man. Got him with some MMA gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
Money team. What does this mean?
He wants to fight in the UFC. There's been a lot of weird shit about
that.
A lot
of talk, right?
Uh-huh.
You think that's actually going to happen?
Yes.
Or is this just bullshit?
No, I think it'll happen.
Right. I think once that money drains, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a better chance of fighting in the UFC than Conor McGregor, actually.
You don't think he'll fight Conor McGregor in the UFC?
Well, he probably would, but I'm just saying, like, who do you think would come to MMA or have their next fight in the UFC? Is it Conor McGregor or Floyd Mayweather? Who comes back first?
They both do.
At the same time.
Yes. They fight each other. It's like scissoring.
Something. Was it tip to tip? What is their thing?
Tip to tip efficiency?
Yeah. Did you see the poster for UFC 223?
I did. It looks amazing. Not really.
You kind of need some background on the Rose Namajunas because she's putting her finger up as the shh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ferguson thinks he's the Rock. This fucking gay eyebrow. There's something wrong with being
gay. I was
gay,
not a fan of this poster. Thing. It's confusing. There's not a lot of drama. It's just pictures of faces.
It almost looks like we're getting ready for some kind of porn action. I feel like... I don't know if it's a lesbian
like,
porn.
I will fuck you. She's like, shh.
Which way are we going? Are the angles crossed? Are we making X's? Are they going at each other?
The four-way. Rose is going to win the whole thing with a strap-on.
Ooh, I like a four-way cage match.
There you go.
All four of them in, tag team.
Uh-huh.
Ferguson and Namajunas versus Khabib and Joanna. Wins.
Ooh, that is a crazy question. I got to go with Khabib and Joanna.
Yeah, because I think Khabib is fucking everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
He who can take you down wins the fight.
Right.
He or she.
It's like he who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scanning through my notes here. If I got anything else. We want breakneck speed. I'm all over the place. Goddamn smelling salts. It all works out, kids. Don't do this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Do some acid nuts.
Please.
Move right along.
I actually have some knowledge this time. I'm excited.
Sweet. Me too.
I can't wait to share.
You can go first when we get there. Brandon Mason asks, what are your early predictions for Stipe versus DC and Mighty Mouse versus TJ?
I haven't really thought about the heavyweight fight that much. I am, I think DC's going to get his takedowns. And I'm curious to see what that's going to mean for Stipe's game plan.
I got one word for that fight. It's called cardio.
Yeah.
And the person that wins that fight is going to be DC based on cardio, because if wrestling stalemates each other, which I don't think it will, mm-hmm. and if striking stalemates each other, which could happen, mm-hmm. I think it comes down to a cardio game. And DC not having to cut and have a shit ton more cardio, the pace he's going to put on Stipe is going to be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I like a DC in that. And as far as the Mighty Mouse and TJ, I'm leaning towards the TJ, but I want to see, what's that weight cut do to him?
Yeah.
Because he's not a small 135. Yeah. But 135 is a small man. When you say, not a small 135. Like, I fucking almost outweigh you by 100 pounds. It's fucking disgusting, all right?
Well, but you're talking about 10 pounds, which is like almost 10% of the weight.
It's a big difference when you get to the lower weights, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm favoring TJ in there just because it'll be, you know, I just feel like Mighty Mouse, not that he's been coasting, but he hasn't had higher level competition like some of these other guys have. So
it'll be a challenge for him for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. It's a better fight. I like that. Mm-hmm. Alan Weir asks, how would you fix the UFC? Jesus Christ, I've got a list.
The list is long. Let the fighters get their sponsors again. Stop putting the card on every freaking 5 days. Build up the pay-per-views. I would get rid of USADA. What else? Pride rules!
Yeah, with elbows.
With elbows.
Thick, round card girls. You can't have these skinny, tiny little bitches.
You can have them, man.
Well, I don't want any of those. Smaller cage, for sure. Mm-hmm. WEC or the 6x6 for the fucking pie weights.
Oh, my God. Tiny.
$39 pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Less pay-per-views. Stacked pay-per-views, right? Mm-hmm. The Russian Fedor commentary guy.
The
Fedor Emelianenko! It's the Fedor!
You gotta do it.
What the hell is going on? Yes,
thank you.
It's the Fedor!
That's my favorite part.
You need stem, and more stem. You can't have enough stem in your life. I think the last thing, you said get rid of the USADA. You might even want to encourage the PEDs, but I think you need 7 judges per fight with the fans serving as one judge with an app. The app, and you dial in your votes.
Wow,
that one you might have to throw out because it's going to be a popularity contest. Because I feel like if you're going to have the fans doing the voting, you need way more than 5. Because the fan vote's probably going to be a popularity contest and not a good vote. So
you never know. It might surprise you.
But I think you need to try it. And do some weird shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can grab the cage, but the cage is electrified.
Whoa.
So good luck with that. You ever grab an electric fence?
No.
Fucking hurts. Don't do it. This is a life lesson for you. Okay. Rio Machado closing out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Who would win an MMA fight in their prime? Jackie Chan or Jet Li?
Jackie Chan.
I'll go with Jet Li.
Okay.
He seems a little more agile. Jackie seems old, even in his prime.
Crafty,
he seems
though.
Old. He could do shit. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
Pause.
I don't want to rewind. Let's try some shit out. No. I feel like we've been asked this question before.
Seems like it, but pause sounds better.
I want to just keep trying shit out.
What do I do with a pause button?
Nothing. Rewind.
Dirty things.
Rewind so you could just keep trying out like lines on a lady. Let's say this one. Oh, that one didn't work. Let me try this one. That didn't work. Let me try this one.
They made a movie about that.
Yeah.
He was not happy in that movie.
No. Would you rather spend a day with your favorite athlete or your favorite movie star?
That's a hard one.
It's debatable. Depends who they are.
Probably movie star.
I think so. Make him pay for everything. Either way.
Make him pay for it. I love that. He's like, I'm going to make him pay for everything.
I need a sugar mama and or daddy.
That's right.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. The Star Wars edition.
Ooh.
You've got Jyn Erso. If I can say that correctly. Get your glasses so you can hear me better.
That's it.
You got this lady. Okay.
That's all right.
Not bad. You got Padme. What's her last name?
Amidala.
Thank you. I like that outfit. It's nice.
I do too. It's nice.
And then you got Rey. I found the best picture possible for her.
Rey just doesn't have that sex appeal going for her.
No, but she's got those working.
Some nipples. I would say I'm going to have to marry Padme there. Something about that one. That's good. Rey, I got to skip Rey. I'm going to kill Rey.
Okay.
We're gonna fuck.
They're all real similar, though. Yeah. You know, it's the body type is almost 100% similar.
The hair.
Faces, hair. So you're killing, you're marrying Padme.
And I'm gonna fuck the first
killing
one.
Killing Rey, fucking the first one.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna kill the first one, fuck Padme, marry Rey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Moving right along. Knowledge. What do you got?
All right, man. So this week, in my ever, I watch a lot of music documentaries. I don't watch a lot of TV, but at least once a week, I'll have a few, like an hour or two, I want to watch the music.
Yes.
HBO has a, it's called May It Last, a portrait of the Avett brothers. And I really love this documentary. I was kind of a fan of their music a little bit before, but now that I watch this documentary, I'm a huge fan. They're like this Americana band from North Carolina.
What's that mean? Americana.
It's like the trip. It's like not country. It has that like you ever see Oh Brother Where Art Thou? Like Soggy nope. Bottom Boys. So like it's not country. It's Americana. It's like bluegrassy kind of. Okay. But they're catchy tunes. So like usually.
Are they playing a banjo?
There's a guy. One of the guys. They're brothers. So
do they have one of those bang 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 bang.
They don't. One guy plays the banjo. The other guy plays the guitar. There's a stand-up cello guy, so as a bass player, stand-up bass. So not cello, it's a bass, stand-up bass. And then other people, but the stories are cool. And to watch them like go through the process, and they work with Rick Rubin, who's one of the greatest record producers of all time. The guy's a fucking as white as it gets, in this video. He's amazing. But to watch the process and just to see how they go through, they show like some of how they go through writing songs and stuff. It's really interesting. It's like an hour and 20. I think it's not your style of music, but I think you would dig it from that perspective of artistry. And they kind of they bring a real, and it's weird because they're not popular in the top 40 sense, but mm-hmm. they sell out arenas like on a regular basis. So it's like a weird, they took a different road than everybody else. So I like that about them.
Like they're going in the back door instead of the front door.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So they're not popular. On like a Justin Timberlake, but
he's not popular. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, he's huge. They're musically very good, and it's very folksy kind of stuff, and I'm big into that. So I recommend you check it out. I think you might like that. It's cool.
I like documentaries.
It's cool. It's just they're two brothers, and it's fun to watch them interact and just kind of see what's going on.
It's like Oasis, but different.
It's the happy version of Oasis. Yeah, they like each other.
They're not all soul. Gothy type.
No, but the music, the lyrics of the music is like, holy moly. It's very like deep. The one guy calls it soul mining is what he says that his songwriting is.
It's like crypto mining.
Yeah, it's mining your soul. Like you're putting emotions out there and from your soul. So it's pretty cool. Avett Brothers, big fan.
Nice. So. Check it out.
What'd you
got? Found this new product floating out there on the internet.
Is it about boobs? I knew it. Boobs. Lifted butt and sexy shapely legs. There's no better exercise than a squat, but squats are tough to do.
They are
so
hard.
So hard on your knees and joints.
They're difficult.
No wonder you give up. What if there was a way you could get all the booty and body shaping benefits of squats without the strain and stress? Introducing the revolutionary Squat Magic
from Fuck yeah. Get it.
What the fuck is this?
The best product ever made.
It looks like a giant dildo.
Just slam it in. Slam it home, buddy.
Why is this better than doing squats?
It's not, but the commercial is.
Squat.
Tell me, how safe is that to have some kind of spring-loaded thing between your legs? Like, if it fires off, it's going straight up your fucking colon.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is a 2-minute and 30-second commercial, but we might have to watch the whole thing.
That looks good right there. I like that. Oh, damn. He's flexible.
You gotta go for it. There's no struggle. Look at her. Work it. Work it. Take it. I don't even care if you're a grandma. You can get some.
I can see you right now. You're like, hey, honey, I bought this thing for you. I should buy one of those for Max's wife for her birthday. It's squat magic.
It's like slightly defective.
I can't tell the difference. No,
no, not so much. Whoa.
Oh, that's nice.
She's going for it. I didn't see how much in that picture either.
One she's pushing out, one she's sucking in.
Nice. Whoa, hey now.
Oh, yeah.
These chicks are very friendly. I could be friends with them.
Oh, it's ready assembled.
Feel the burn. Hey, I remember that. We used to have a burn machine. You could feel the burn.
I still have it.
Me too. He was in the corner. Wow. Why is there a guy on that? That just got really weird real quick.
I think you should attach a dildo to that thing and just go to town.
I don't know if it's going to work. You'd have to lower the squat.
It would work. Squat magic, you'll finally get that
firm, rounded butt and wow. Shapely legs. With its this could be the longest commercial ever, but I think it's well worth it.
I agree. For all ages and fitness levels.
I felt the big changes. I see some meat on her bones. At. There's no difference between getting your right at the
front. Got some meat on her bones there.
Whoa, this chick's slamming it. You're not supposed to take all your weight up. Sign me up. I want 12. Yeah, I bet you want 12. This is why you squat.
Now you can master yeah, the squat. That's not why I squat, but okay.
I think I'm just going to overlay this video over the whole
fucking
show. Oh,
that was some
show.
Bunch of shit. There you go.
Squat magic. Like wow. It.
Nice find.
That was a 2 minute and 30 second fucking ad. Yeah. Hey, squat magic. You owe us $10 for missions and all that shit you're going to sell. Woof.
I need a cold shower and a
seriously. I could need to go to another state.
Wow.
Like Nevada or fucking Arizona.
What's happening there?
I don't know. You're going there, right?
What happens in Nevada?
You're going there next week. So we don't have a show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'll be traveling. Going in the desert. I may not come back.
You're going to where?
Joshua Tree and Sedona, Arizona.
Make some magic happen, right?
Right. I'm going to see Jesus.
Heaven. Sweet. Say hi from Matt.
I'll take a picture of him. I'll send it to you.
Take a picture. Hey, here's Jesus. Hey, Matt says hi.
Matt says hello. He'll say, tell Matt I said hi.
This is a Sam Kinison joke.
Tell him stop
stressing. Something about asking him if he can play the piano or something.
God. Yeah.
Anyway, so we won't be here next week. We'll be back the week after, either on Monday or Tuesday. To be determined! That's it. Shut up.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.